The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Eruvin Daf Kaf Gimel. As we know, the halacha is the kafaf Shelo Hukuf Ladira, which is more than a base or sign, is a problem with regards to Eruvin. You cannot carry in it, it's considered like a karmelis. Now, what's a karfuf? Any wide open area, which is as an area of more than a base or sign, which is a certain area in Alocha, if it's surrounded for Dira, for purposes of dwelling in it, and the Alochas of dwelling on Lav Dafka, there actually has to be a house in it, but it's used by people, and the various halachas of what's called a deer or not, we're not going to go into now. If it's closed off for a deer, then it can be considered as Rosh Hashayochit. But if it's closed off not for a deer, Shalom Hook of the deer, it's closed off for other purposes other than dwelling or day-to-day use, then it has the halachas of a karmelist, and you can't carry from it into a shosayochid or shosarabim, and vice versa, and you can't carry more than four amas in this area either. Now, if you now want to convert it into a shosayochid, first of all, you have to make some type of deer, some type of dwelling place inside the area, or some type of daily use inside the area, and then you have to be mechadish the walls. You have to rebuild the walls in order that it should be surrounded specifically for the purpose of someone living inside it or using it to live there. You don't have to destroy all the walls and rebuild them. It's enough to make a perimeter, to make an opening of 10 amas, at least 10 amas wide, and then to close up that opening so the gap will be less than 10 amas, and then you have in effect reclosed off, re-enclosed the whole area, and now if it's hook of Ladira, it's closed off for the express purpose of using it for dwelling in it, then it becomes a kark of Shehuk of Ladira, and it can be considered as Rishus Ayochid if the mechitzas are valid. Now, and our Gemara in Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses what would be if you had a calf of Shehuk of Ladira, and then you sowed seeds in the middle of it, in the field, in the middle of this area, and therefore, and in the case where most of the area was sown as seeds, then already it becomes like a gino, like a garden, which cannot be used for dwelling, because when seeds are planted, people don't trample all over it. And now it becomes Hook of Shalom Ladira. And therefore, you have a problem, it becomes a karmelis again, and you can't carry in it. So, Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Nun Ches, says, Kark of Yosef Mimasasasayim, Shehuk of Ladira, a kark of which was bigger than two saw, but it was sectioned off for a deer, and you planted Nizra Rubois Roin, Mavatli Madira, it now becomes not usable for deer, for living purposes, and therefore you will not, it becomes a karmelis and you will have a problem. Now the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'ah Locha, in Siman Shin Nun Ches, Sif Tes, raises a very interesting question. What would be if you planted the Zeroyim, so now it can't be used the deer, and then, after a few months, the Zeroyim died or were taken away. At the end of the summer, when you've taken away all the Zeroyim or whatever grew from them, now it becomes available, the area becomes available for use again. But now, we have a problem, because there was a period of time during which the walls were surrounding the area in between, Shalom l'shem dira, because it wasn't usable for a deer because there was Zeroyim there. So now, do we have to rebuild the walls or make a pirzah bigger than 10 amas and then refill in that pirzah or not? Do, on the one hand, the walls were there from the outset and at the time it was Hook of Ladira. Temporarily it wasn't Hook of Ladira because there was a problem with the deer because someone had planted seeds there. But subsequently to that, the seats were taken away. So now, do we say it's again Hukuf Nadira and we don't need to reconstruct the walls? Or, on the other hand, do we say not like that? And we say once the seeds are planted there, it's now no longer Hukuf Nadira. And now even if you remove the seeds, the walls need to be rebuilt or reconstructed, at least partially, in order to now make it the Karkav Shehukuf Nadira. Says the Bir Halacha, the Poskim don't say Mefurish what would happen once the Zeroim are taken away. Says the Mishnah Berurah, from the Loshon of several Rishonim, is implied that we would have to reconstruct the walls, or at least make a perimeter and refill it in. The Rashba in Avodah HaKodesh says, the Zeroim of Vatlim is a Mechitzus. Mashma, it implies that they annul the Mechitzus, and now we're going to need to reconstruct the Mechitzus, so to speak, to be L'shem Dira. The Balamor says the mind is like Zeroim, and he says, "Avolo chosin l'tashmishon hava hen kzeroim umavatli mechitzosa." Rabbi Elchanan also implies the Bozri also v'docho es ha'hakofo shekifu shom l'dira. Says the Bir Halacha, all this implies that once the area is planted with seeds, it's mavatel the hakofa l'shem dira. And therefore, even if you have to take the seeds away, we need to rebuild the walls, or at least make a panim chadoshim bolikan, to be now makifit l'shem dira. Says the Mishnah Berurah, perhaps we could bring a raya not like that from a Gemara later on. Someone who has a kach v'shehukav shelo l'shem dira, and he wants to make it l'shem dira, as we said, he has to either rebuild the walls, or at least partially rebuild the walls. What happens in the Gemara if he didn't rebuild the wall, but added an extra wall on top of the already existing walls? Says the Gemara, that doesn't count, because if the walls already surround the area, by heightening the walls, you haven't actually made a new wall, and it's not makif l'shem dira, and that doesn't help. However, says the Gemara, if the old wall subsequently sinks into the ground, and therefore the new wall which was on top of it now is lower, then that is the wall which is now surrounding the area in between, then that's fine, because that part of the new wall, although at the time of its construction didn't do anything, but it was done specifically l'shem dira. Then when the lower wall subsides and sinks into the ground, the new upper wall which was constructed l'hakif l'shem dira now comes into place, then that's fine and that's okay as it could convert it into a karkav shehukav l'shem dira. So says the Gemara, that's how we pass down Rafa L'maisa. Says the Bir Halacha, so maybe, and it's just like there you say, that by itself, automatically, so to speak, it became Hukuf L'shem Dira, maybe we would say the same thing here. That although the Zeroim are Mavatl the walls, so it's now Hukuf Shelo L'shem Dira, once we take away the Zeroim, the walls can automatically retake their place as being Hukuf L'shem Dira, even though temporarily they weren't. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no proof from there. Because in that case, the walls, the higher walls, the walls which were constructed above the lower wall as an extension, were not actually ever bottled. Then, well, it wasn't that they don't count and they're as if they're not there. It's just that they don't do anything. They serve no purpose. So once the lower walls weren't the vatal of the upper walls, the lower walls just made the upper walls redundant. So when the lower walls sank into the ground, the upper walls now, which were actually constructed l'shem dira, now become relevant and are no longer redundant. That's okay. But in our case, by planting the seeds, maybe, as the Rishonim imply, they mevatel the mechitzas. They don't just make the mechitzas redundant, but they convert the mechitzas into a hukuf shelo l'shem dira. And if that's the case, even by removing the seeds, you would still need to reconstruct or renew the walls to make it hukuf l'shem dira. So Bir Halacha's maskana seems to be that it's implied in the Rishonim that you would actually need to either rebuild or renew the walls. However, there's the Tshuva's Eretz Tzvi in Chelik Aleph Siman Pei from the Rav of Kozhiklo, who quotes this Bir Halacha, but he disputes it. And he says, no, once you remove the seeds, then the old walls, which originally were makif l'shem dira, now automatically retake their situation and their status, as being makif l'shem dira, even though temporarily they were makif sheloi l'shem dira, because when the seeds were planted it couldn't be used l'shem dira. And he brings several proofs to this. One proof he brings is from the concept of taser v'lo min ha'osli. Twice in the Torah we find a halacha of taser. Chagav sukkah is taser l'cho, you have to make a sukkah, and gedidim taser l'cho, you have to make tzitzis. Now, in the case of the sukkah, in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Vav, Sif Beis, the Ramah says that you can make a sukkah underneath the roof and then remove the roof afterwards. Although normally the halacha is you have to construct the schach of the sukkah, and you can't have the schach come about by itself, so to speak. It has to be an active construction of the schach and not a passive construction. So, for example, if you take a large haystack and hollow out the inside, that's not called making schach, that's called taaseh v'lo min ha'osel. You didn't make the schach, you removed the straw underneath it, and the schach, so to speak, came about by itself. That would be possible. However, says Ramah, if you construct a kosher schach, it's just that you can't use it as a sukkah because there's a roof on top of it, which is possible. Then when you remove the roof, then you have a kosher sukkah. That's not a problem of taaseh v'lo min ha'osel, he says Ramah, because the sukkah you created was kosher. There was an outside factor which prevented you from using the sukkah. That's not a problem of taaseh v'lo min ha'osel. So says the Eretz Tzvi, the same thing here as well. It's not that there's anything wrong with the walls. The walls are surrounding the area l'shem dira. Temporarily, something has been placed which prevents them from being used as hook of l'shem dira, which is the zroim in the middle of the kalfeth. When you remove those, then you have back the original walls which are hook of l'shem dira. So argues the Eretz Tzvi. And the Chayra, it's not muchach, what he's saying. Because it's true that that's not a problem of taaseh v'lo min ha'osel. Why? Because then we're talking about where the sukkah itself is a kosher sukkah. Nothing has changed in the status of the sukkah. An outside factor prevents you from using the sukkah, because there's a roof on top. Remove the roof and the sukkah becomes usable again. But the sukkah itself hasn't changed its status from a kosher sukkah to a posel sukkah. The sukkah was always kosher from the moment it was constructed. Temporarily you can't use it because there's a roof on top. Remove the roof and you can use it. However, in our case, the problem is by sowing the seeds is no longer hukah l'shem dira. And it's true, one could argue that maybe it's only something which is temporary, and when you move the seeds, the walls are then considered as hook of l'shem dira. But it's possible not like that. As the Bir Halacha suggests, it's possible that once the seeds are there, the walls no longer become hook of l'shem dira. They're hook of shaloi l'shem dira. And in that case, there's something wrong with the walls themselves. It's not like the sukkah, where the sukkah remains the same, it just can't be used. Here, the walls have changed status from hook of l'shem dira to hook of shaloi l'shem dira. Maybe, in that case, they become bokel, and they cannot retain their original status automatically of hook of l'shem dira, even by removing the seeds, until you reconstruct the walls. And therefore there will be no proof from the case of the sukkah lechayah. But that's what the Eretz Tzvi wants to say. He brings another example. The Shulchan Aruch in Milchus Tzitzit Simon Kaf Gimel Sif Beis says that one's not supposed to go to a Beis HaKvoros with your tzitzis hanging out, because it's loig l'rosh, it's mocking the dead, that they can't perform mitzvahs, so to speak. You are performing mitzvahs by showing that you're wearing tzitzis. So you're not allowed to wear your tzitzis hanging out in a Beis HaKvoros. So the Shulchan Aruch, some people are knowing that they tie the two corners of their Arba Kamtas, the two tzitzis, together. Then they go to Beis HaKvoros. So the Shulchan Aruch, but this does not help at all. Says the Morgan Avraham there, why doesn't it help? Because even if you tie them together, the mitzvah of tzitzis is still applying. They're still considered as kosher tzitzis, and therefore you haven't even revattled the tzitzis, and therefore you're still being loig l'rosh. Furthermore, this is a Morgan Avraham, even according to their opinion, these people who think that by tying the tzitzis together, they are no longer considered as kosher tzitzis, then you have another problem. Then your tzitzis are now posel, and then when you untie them, when you come out of the Beis HaKvoros, you haven't made kosher tzitzis. It's taaseh v'lo min ha'osel. Tzitzis need to be made, they need to be tied onto the beged as kosher tzitzis. And in this case, if you hold that by tying the two tzitzis corners together, they are now bottle and they're no longer kosher tzitzis, Simply by untying the two from each other, you've automatically created tzitzis, and you haven't re-tied the tzitzis strings onto the behead, and therefore it would be possible according to their opinion. Now, the Magen Avraham quotes and the Moshe say that's not a problem of tassah the moment of osu. It's much like the case of the sukkah, where you remove the roof and the tzitzis came back again. Says the Magen Avraham, I don't agree. In the case of the sukkah was never possible. There was an outside factor which prevented him from using it. But in this case, if you hold that tying two tzitzis together makes the tzitzis possible, then there's a psul in the goof of the tzitzis. The tzitzis are now possible. So just by separating them from one from the other, you cannot now say that the tzitzis come back again and become kosher. If they were possible and there was something wrong with the goof of the tzitzis, then that's not something which is just temporary. And something which needs to be reconstructed, and simply by separating the two tzitzis from each other is not good enough. You would need to retie the tzitzis to the beged in the correct way, and therefore that would be a psul of tassah v'lo mina osrin. So again, says the Eretz Tzvi, you see that at least according to the Lavush, there would be no problem in that case, and who did in our case? And even the Magen Avraham, says the Eretz Tzvi, who holds that it is a problem of tassah v'lo mina osrin, that's only because there's a psul in the guf of the dovah, whereas in our case, there's no psul in the guf of the wall itself. Now, again, the Eretz Tzvi is assuming that that is the issue, whether there's a psul in the guf or there's not a since in the case of the kafa there's no psul in the walls themselves, because nothing has changed by the walls. The only thing that's changed is it's not ogad nadir anymore, then when you remove that, you have no problem. However, as we pointed out again, the Bir Alof is saying not like that. The Bir Alof is raising the possibility that by sowing the seeds, you actually have made a psul in the guf of the walls themselves. Because the walls themselves have changed status. It's not that they can't be used anymore. The Mishnah Berurah raises the possibility they've changed their status from makif l'shem dira to makif shalom l'shem dira. And in that case, maybe just by removing the seeds, it's not enough. You have to reconstruct the walls. Now, the Eretz Tzvi brings another very interesting raya from a Taz in Evan Ezen, Tzimun Kuf Nun Hei, Sif Kotten Hei. Kuf Kaf Hei, sorry, Sif Kotten Hei. There's a loch of Chop Tochus. When you write a letter in a Sefer Torah, or you write the words of a get, then there's a lot of halachas about how you write. One of the halachas is you can't do something which is called chok toches, which means to say you have to write the letter by putting the ink and shaping the ink in the shape of a letter. But, for example, if you were to take a blob of ink and then put that on the parchment and then cut around and remove parts of the ink so that you're left with a letter, that's called chok toiches, and that's possible. That means that's not considered as writing according to the halacha. Writing is to positively construct a letter, an ois of the aleph base. Whereas to remove the ink, surround the ink, and to be left with a letter, that's not considered as writing min haTorah. And if a letter or a word is written in such a way in a sefer Torah, or indeed in a get, then it is possible. Now, what happens if you have a letter already written, and then some ink falls on top of it, and then you remove the ink? So that is a problem of Chok Toiches. Says the Levush, that's only a problem of Chok Toiches if the original letter was written and the ink of that letter was still wet. Then more ink fell on it, so now that letter has disappeared altogether, and then by removing part of the ink and leaving behind the reconstructed letter, that is a problem of Chok Toiches. Says Levush, but if the letter was dry, you've written, for example, a resh, and it had dried, and then some wet ink fell on it, just by removing the wet ink, you're not constructing a letter passively. You're uncovering a letter that was already written. It's like there was a letter that was written, something went on top of it, and you remove the thing that was on top of it. That's not a problem of Chok Toiches, says the Levush. Says the Taz, I think that is a problem of Chok Toiches, because once the wet ink has fallen on top of it, that letter has disappeared altogether. If that letter has disappeared altogether, then by removing the wet ink on top of it, you are reconstructing a letter, and since you're reconstructing it passively and not actively, it's a problem of Chok Toiches, and it will be possible. So says the Taz. Interestingly, the Taz compares it to the case of Bor Rishus HaRavim. If someone digs a pit Rishus HaRavim, and someone else's Shur Chamor falls in, then the person who dug the pit is responsible to pay for the damages caused, as it says in the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim. Now, the Gemara says in Daf Mem Ches, in Baba Kama, what happens if someone digs a pit and then he places a cover on it, and then he removes the cover. So if, for argument's sake, Reuven dug a pit, and then Shimon came along, placed a cover on it, and then removed the cover, and then a shoah fell in, then, in fact, Reuven is chayav and not Shimon. Because all Shimon has done is he's removed the lid, which he himself placed there. The original pit is still there. By putting a cover on it and then removing it, we don't say that the original pit has gone away. We say the original pit is still there, it's been temporarily covered, the cover has been removed, and the original pit comes back, and therefore Reuben's going to be chayav. The Eretz Tzvi, interestingly, quotes the Taz as quoting this example, and says, so the Taz clearly says that there's no problem with chok tochus, just like in the case of the pit, by putting a lid on and taking it off, you've in effect done nothing, the original pit is still there, so too, if there's a dry letter, and ink falls on top of it, and you remove it, you've merely uncovered what was there before, and there's no problem with chok tochus. The Pella is, although the Eretz Tzvi quotes that in the name of the Taz actually says exactly the opposite. Although the Taz quotes the Vush as saying something like that, the Taz says exactly the opposite. The Taz says, on the contrary, I hold that when the ink falls on top of the letter, even if the original letter was written and was dry, nonetheless, once it's covered over by ink and it's unreadable, then it's gone, it's bottle, and then by removing the ink, you've done an act of chok tochus and not an act of kasiva. And the Taz compares it to the case of the bur, not in a case where someone else came along and placed a lid on and removed it. But it says the Taz is comparable to a case of the original person who dug a bur and put a lid on it, and then someone else removed it. Since the original person, by putting a lid on it, has closed off the bur, if someone else removes it, it's as if the second person has dug the bur. Or, even better, says the Taz, if a person digs a pit and then fills it in, and then someone else comes along and digs it, then clearly the first pit has gone entirely, and the new person takes responsibility, because he was the one who dug the pit. Says the Taz, to me it seems that when the wet ink falls on the letter is illegible, it's completely disappeared, and therefore it's bottled in gunsels, and therefore by removing the wet ink, you're not just uncovering a letter which was written percussions, but you're recreating a letter in a passive way, and that would be a problem with chok tochus. But anyway, the Eretz Tzvi seems to quote the Taz as saying not like that, and at least the Levush as quoted by the Taz is not like that. So in the Eretz Tzvi, again you see that something which is itself kosher and hasn't actually had its status physically changed, but merely an outside factor has come and prevented its kashrus, if you remove the outside factor, it becomes kosher again. So too, says Eretz Tzvi, our walls around the Karthuf, which are hukaf ladira, by temporarily sowing it with seeds, it temporarily can't be used, because the Rosh Hashanah becomes a Carmelist, but the minute you remove the seeds, you've taken away the outside factor, and the walls become kosher again automatically. And therefore, says Eretz Tzvi, on the contrary, I would prove from the case which the Bi'ur Halacha rejected as a proof, I would prove from their case exactly what I'm trying to say, and not like the Bi'ur Halacha. In the case where we constructed additional walls on top of the old walls, and then it doesn't help to be makif ladira, as we pointed out, because the additional walls are not doing anything, since the old walls are still there, then they're redundant, and therefore it's not considered as though I've rebuilt the walls around the area of the Shem Dira. Nonetheless, if the old walls sink into the ground and the new walls now become lower and take their place, that is good enough, says the Eretz Tzvi. In my opinion, that's exactly the point I'm trying to make. They were built percussions. It's just that temporarily they couldn't be used. If temporarily they couldn't be used, you see, they don't actually become bottle, I'm afraid. They don't become possel. All that happens is that they weren't able to be used. Why? Because there was an outside factor. The lower walls were already there. Once you remove the problem of the lower walls, the upper walls now take their place and automatically make the area into a hukaf l'shem dira. So according to the Eretz Tzvi, l'chor, there would be no problem. But again, the whole approach of the Eretz Tzvi is based on his understanding that the potential problem here is that something which is be'etzim kosher, and there's no psul to the guf, and it's just that an outside factor prevents it temporarily from being used for its kashrus, whether it's tzitzis, or whether it's the wall of hukaf l'shem dira, or whether it's a sukkah. In all cases, once you remove the outside factor, then the original kosher, the original object regains its kosher automatically and can be used. But again, Lechora Rabbeir Halacha wanted to dispute that. He wouldn't disagree in the case of the sukkah. In the case of the sukkah, as we said, the sukkah itself was kosher. It's just that the roof on top of it made it not fit for use. Remove that and it becomes kosher again. There was no psul in the guf. But suggested the Mishnah Berurah, it's possible to suggest that when you sow seeds in the kaf of shehuk of Nadira, it doesn't actually make the walls possible. But from the Lashon HaRishonim, it's mashma mevatlin mechitza, that the planting of the walls actually make, the planting of the seeds inside the area actually make the walls bottled, and no longer hukah for the shem dira, the hukah shalom the shem dira. If that's the case, then there's a psul in the gufa dofa. It's something, the walls themselves have become invalid, not temporarily cannot be used. And therefore, by removing the seeds, it's not going to help. You've now got walls which are hukah shalom the shem dira, and therefore, you have to rebuild or reconstruct or renew those walls if you want to be now makif the shem dira. However, the Eretz Tzvi, as we said, holds not like that. He holds that it's not mashma, even from the Rishonim, that the mavatla mechitza, that the mechitzas are actually bottled. It certainly doesn't work retroactively. It's certainly not true to say that if you carried before in this area, you would now have done an avera retroactively, because since you planted seeds, the walls now become bottled. It's only that from now on they can't be used. But there's no reason, assumes the Eretz Tzvi, to say that the walls themselves actually become possible or bottle. You didn't actually do anything to the walls. You made them no longer hukah for l'shem dira, but you didn't actually do anything to the walls. In that case, it's very much like the sukkah. The sukkah is there. There's something which prevents it from being used. In that case, when you remove the outside factor, it becomes kosher again. So the Eretz Tzvi, if you have walls which are makif and area l'shem dira, and then you don't change the walls, but you change them l'shem dira, then the Eretz Tzvi understands that that cannot possibly affect the status of the walls themselves. It'll affect the status of the area enclosed by the walls, so it's now shelo l'shem dira. So it will become our karma, it's no longer shesayochit. But once you remove the status of the inside of the area in between the walls were never actually changed. They were built and constructed l'shem dira. They remain l'shem dira because that's how they were constructed in the first place. If they were constructed l'shem dira, they remain l'shem dira. Even though temporarily couldn't be used because there was no dira there, because there was zroim, once you remove the zroim, the walls never became bottled l'shem dira. Just like the walls, the additional walls which one built on top of the old walls, in that case, which were built, constructed l'shem dira, are temporarily not useful because they're redundant. Once they sink down and become useful, and they are no longer redundant, in that case, the walls which are hukaf, which were constructed to be makif l'shem dira, always retain that status. And even though temporarily you can't use the area in between because it's shelo l'shem dira, nonetheless, once you remove the seeds and it now becomes l'shem dira, the walls which were all along hukaf l'shem dira can now be used again automatically to be makif l'area l'shem dira. And for that reason, the Eretz Tzvi disputes the psak of the halacha and says you would not need to reconstruct or renew the walls of this kafaf under these circumstances.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.